This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Oh, the heat.
The National Weather Service cautions it will remain dangerously hot across the Tennessee and southern Ohio valleys and the mid-Atlantic following steaming hot weather from Missouri to Pennsylvania. In Chicago, residents look for ways to cope with record-breaking temperatures in the high 90s and heat index values over 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
It is a very hot day.
Merrill Davy Hawthorne was handing out cold bottles of water on the Chicago streets.
We have approximately 4,000 bottles of water that were donated by the community of St. Sabine.
Relief is expected with cooler temperatures forecast for the upper Midwest to the Great Lakes region. The Weather Service is also warning residents that thunderstorms could generate downpours and flash flooding, hail and gusty winds from Michigan to Massachusetts, with the potential for tornadoes in the northern plains. I'm Jennifer King.
Israel says 9 Palestinians killed this morning in the north of the occupied West Bank were militants. Palestinian health officials say the Israeli operations into Jenin and Tulkarem have blocked off access to hospitals. Donald Trump's got more legal troubles. Special counsel Jack Smith has filed a revised indictment against him over his efforts to undo the 2020 presidential election. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The indictment keeps the same criminal charges against Trump, but narrows the allegations against him, removing references to Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The Supreme Court said last month that Trump is entitled to immunity for that conduct. Still, the indictment keeps the allegations that Trump tried to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The captain of that super yacht that sank during a storm off Sicily last week, killing 7 people, has decided not to answer prosecutors' questions, says his lawyer, who says it is his right. This is AP News. Ukraine's first lady wants her country's children to see themselves as winners, not just victims enduring war. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, has called for swift action to ensure the country's children do not become a lost generation. She says, we now as adults have to be not just active, but very fast. Indeed, it is difficult, even when there is still process in the defense of the country. But I am sure that political will multiplied by international cooperation can do wonders. Zelenska was speaking at a rehabilitation camp for children from frontline embattled cities. Speaking to the Associated Press, she said working with the next generation was both a moral obligation and a strategic priority for Ukraine's future. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 10 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.